Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. Cincinnati officials outlined a plan yesterday to temporarily furlough some workers as the city deals with a massive budget shortfall. Joining me this morning to talk about it, WVXU's Jay Hanselman. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
So tell us what's happening. What are these temporary furloughs?
Well, it certainly was an emotional press briefing yesterday at City Hall. Mayor John Cranley was actually fighting back tears as he read an email that he sent the city staff talking about the furloughs. They'll affect about 1,700 positions, 650 full-time, and about 1,000 part-time. Now, not all the positions are filled, especially some of the part-time jobs, like lifeguards at city pools who haven't started working yet or haven't even been hired yet. These are city employees who are classed as non-critical in responding to the COVID-19 crisis or providing basic city services. The furloughs are set to begin Sunday and last for at least 4 weeks, if not longer. But the mayor and city manager say it's their intention eventually to bring everyone back as soon as possible.
Let's talk about the types of jobs these folks do. Who's going to still be working and what type of work may not be getting done?
Sure. Mayor Cranley said sworn police officers and firefighters will not be impacted, but some civilian or non-sworn positions in police and fire will be affected. He said 90% of waterworks and Metropolitan Sewer District employees will continue working. But since police and fire are not being furloughed, other departments in the city's general fund, like law and community and economic development and human resources, for example, Cranley says the cuts to these departments, in his words, will be extreme and difficult, and in many cases, more than half of the employees in those other city departments will be furloughed. And another note to add on that, too, Mayor Cranley and City Manager Patrick Duhaney and all city department heads are voluntarily taking a temporary 10% pay cut.
So what happens to these furloughed employees? What can they do for money?
Well, they have a couple of options. One option is they can use any paid leave time that they have accumulated. That would be sick time and vacation time. And that means that they would continue to be paid by the city, and they would also continue to accrue sick leave and vacation time. The other option is unpaid temporary emergency leave status. And that's an option where they don't have to use paid time off, and it also means they will not be getting paid by the city, but they would be eligible for state unemployment benefits. And with either one of those options, the city will continue to provide health insurance coverage. And a sad note on that second option, or the unpaid temporary emergency leave status, actually that saves the city more money because the employees are not being paid by the city.
So tell us why it has come to this. Why are these temporary furloughs necessary?
Because the COVID-19 pandemic has essentially decimated the city's revenue sources. At the end of February, the city general fund had a positive variance of $24 million. So that means the city had collected $24 million more than expected. Now, just a month later, that has been revised, and the projections show a negative variance of $27.5 million. And the city only has 3 months to come up with savings for the rest of the fiscal year. That's a $50 million swing in 1 month. Now, the new fiscal year starts on July the 1st, and it's projected to have an $80 million deficit, and that's if the pandemic only lasts through June. If it goes longer, the deficit next year will grow. Plus, the city is projected to spend about $13 million a month more than usual responding to the crisis.
What happens next?
Well, Council's Budget and Finance Committee is expected to hold a special meeting Wednesday morning where they'll likely hear from the city manager and the city budget director about the furloughs and the reasoning for them. Councilmember P.G. Sittenfeld said in a tweet yesterday, Council and the impacted employees deserve more clear communication about the furloughs, although it's not clear if Council will have a role in the process. Mayor Cranley said yesterday the city manager had already made the decision on the furloughs. So I'll be watching that council committee meeting tomorrow for more information and any debate about the furloughs.
And we should also point out that Hamilton County is also experiencing some difficulties with the budget. You have a story online about that at WVXU.org.
Right. And their issue is they are just not sure what's going to happen with sales tax revenue since people are staying home like they're told to do. And lots of businesses that generate sales tax are closed.
Jay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
WVXU's Jay Hanselman talking about expected City of Cincinnati furloughs to help deal with the major budget shortfall because of the COVID-19 pandemic.